Hello and welcome to the Lawn Hustle, season number one, episode number 11. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's episode is the second part of a two-part episode on leadership. Do you have what it takes to be a great leader? As business owners, we have to be leaders. Last week, we discussed that great leaders have developed the ability to navigate through any problem or situation that might arise and find the solution to those problems to help your business continue to go forward and grow and be successful. We also talked about delegation, how delegation frees you up as the business owner to do what only you can do. Delegation is assigning task to your crew members or to maybe your lead foreman and giving them the space, time to complete the job without looking over their shoulder. And if they fail or make a mistake, you're there to navigate and guide them through and show them what needs to be done in order to be more successful the next time. We also discussed that leaders are not born, they are made. I said last week, if you see a turtle on a fence post, you know somebody put it there. Somebody placed it there. Somebody put forth an effort. And so it is with the development of leaders. Somebody makes an investment in you because they see potential in you. And then you make an investment in your team members, your foremen, your supervisors, because you see potential in them. So in today's episode, we're going to discuss about 8 different characteristics that you need to develop as a business owner to find success that you desire. Number one, authenticity. Being genuine and true to who you are is fundamental to success in any role. You have to become authentic, genuine. You have to be a man of your word. You have to be a man or woman of integrity that walks upright, that does what he or she says they're going to do. If you want your customers to trust you and connect with you, you have to be authentic. What you see is what you get. You have to create conditions for your success. You cannot assume that somebody else will do it for you. You have to show up and you have to show up as your best self. Understanding how people perceive you is crucial. I want my customers to see me as being authentic, genuine, honest, and a man with integrity, a man that does exactly what he says he's going to do. Number two, curiosity. Curiosity is a mindset. It's about looking around the corner and exploring uncharted territories and trying to understand the art of possible. Now, what does all of that mean? Great leaders have an outside-in perspective of their organization and their team. That means they have the ability to look at situations and issues from the standpoint of the external. In other words, what do you want your customers to see when they see you? Or what do you want your competitors in your area to see or think when they see you? You see, I believe it's very important to have a good working relationship with competitors. And I use that word lightly because some of my competitors are some of my closest friends in my area. And I feel like if I need them, I can make a phone call and they would be there for me. And I hope they know if they need me, I'm just a phone call away. And I will do whatever I can to help them. That is being able to work outside of your comfort zone. I thought competitors were supposed to be at each other's necks all the time and arguing about jobs and prices and quotes, and they called me for the estimate first and you got the job. And that's so unnecessary. That's added stress, added pressure, added tension that you don't need and I don't need. Children are born curious. That's why we are constantly telling them, no, 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 don't touch that. It's hot. Don't play with that. You'll get hurt. Be careful. You're going to fall. They say you spend the first year and a half wishing your kids could talk and walk. And then you spend the next 18 years wishing they would sit down and be quiet. Children are curious. They grow by experience. They're inquisitive. They explore their surroundings. So we need to take a cue from them. Be open to new experiences. Be open to people outside of your immediate circle of influence or outside of your function and your industry. Don't be afraid to ask basic and naive questions. Think expansively. You need to always ask about moonshot ideals. What could we be doing? And what could we be doing better? As a business owner, you have to be curious. You have to think outside of your box. You have to be willing to stretch outside of your comfort zone. Number three, analytical prowess. You have to develop the ability to break down complex problems and identify the root causes. In other words, you don't want to put a Band-Aid on a situation that requires surgery for you to overcome. No matter what the problem is, you got to be analytical in your thinking. Thinking outside of the box. Thinking beyond your comfort zone. Looking, reaching, stretching to find solutions. And not only the solution, but getting all the way down to the root cause of the problem. You don't take an aspirin if you have cancer. You go through chemotherapy. You go through radiation. You might go through surgeries. But you're getting to the root of all of the symptoms. The upset stomach. The having trouble eating or swallowing, digesting. Those are just problems related to the more complex situation. And so it is with running a business. If your team isn't functioning cohesively, what is the problem? I found out a long time ago, if John has a problem with Tom, and John has a problem with Tim, and John has a problem with Brandon, and John has a problem with Andy, John is probably the problem. He's probably the root issue that creates all the symptoms within your organization. Trusting your gut is not enough. You need to develop analytical skills by focusing on cause and effect. You got to make sound decisions. And being able to make sound decisions depends upon your expertise and your ethical judgment. Number four, adaptability. It's my way or the highway thinking is not how a leader should think. The world is changing faster than it used to, in part by the emerging technology, artificial intelligence. And as a result of this fast-paced change in our world, we as business owners need to be able to adapt to the changes in our surroundings if we're going to stay on the cutting edge. Now, you can do business as usual, and you can go about your business the way you've always done it, but you're going to be left behind. Let me give you an example in lawn care. Battery-powered equipment. battery-powered trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, and mowers. It's the future. And if we are not willing to adapt to the future, we're going to be left behind. So you have to have some vision. It is said in Scripture, without a vision, people will perish. You can apply that to your life. You can apply that to your business. I can apply it to my life personally, and I can apply it to professional lawn maintenance. If I, as the leader, have no vision for my company, no vision, no goals, no clear direction, if you don't know where you want to go, how will you ever know when you get there? So you have to be able to adapt. You need to take on new thoughts, new assignments, seek out new experiences that demand flexibility and venture beyond your comfort zone. Now, I was one that said, I'll never use battery-powered equipment until I won a battery-powered hedge trimmer. And I used it, and it cuts good, does a great job. And I'm starting to lean more and more towards battery-powered. And then Echo Means Business gave me a pink blower for my breast cancer awareness campaign every October. And I love the turbo feature on that blower. You push the turbo and it kicks the wind speed up a notch, and it does a great job. So I'm trying to be flexible. I'm trying to be adaptable. I'm trying to think outside of my comfort zone where I've always operated. Work in new environments. Stretching yourself, expand your personal growth and development. Number five, you need to be creative. Creativity. Any idea that is new and useful to your organization is creativity. Well, we've always done it this way. That might be the problem. Try something new. Be creative. The possibilities will immediately change you when you begin to look at it at a different angle. Establish an environment that nurtures creativity. That's why I said delegation is giving your team members time and opportunity to complete a task. It gives them a chance to do things that maybe they have never done before. And that allows them to develop and grow and find personal success stories. They might not do it the way you would have done it, but if the job gets done and it is done right and the customer is happy and you get a check when it's completed, even though they didn't do it the way you did, you are allowing creativity to work within your organization. When different viewpoints rubs up against each other, that is when creativity flourishes. Iron sharpens iron. So encourage and promote diverse perspectives. Embrace the concept of learning from failure. Number 6, you need to have ambiguity. Dealing with priorities that feel equally important to every member of your team. Believing that X causes Y, and as a result, they may not overlook the interplay of different dynamics. Number 7, be resilient. Charging ahead with unwavering vision can spell trouble in today's dynamic and competitive business environment. You need to exhibit the resilience. If you are veering off course, you need to know how to regroup, get input from others, and stay the course. Be resilient through breakdowns, through finance shortages, through staffing issues. Be resilient and be determined. Number 8, show empathy. Understand and connect with others. It is a trait of strong leadership. Leaders must foster relationships that build trust and that actively engage with their team members. Step into the shoes of your team members. It's not always, if you walked a mile in my shoes, you would understand. How about you put their shoes on and understand where they're coming from? Maybe some changes need to be made with you in order to be a great leader. It's not do as I say all the time. Sometimes it's do as I do. So I want to sum this all up by asking you the question again. Do you have what it takes to be a great leader. We all want to be great. I want to be the best in my town. Somebody's got to be the best. It might as well be me. And if it's meant to be, it's up to me. Now, go be great. Go be resilient. Go show empathy. Go show comfort. Be creative. Be authentic. Be curious. Step outside of your comfort zone and be the greatest that you can be. Thank you for listening to the Lon Hustle. Tune in again next week for another episode. I appreciate you. Follow us on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.